Have you ever had an amazing idea and you can hardly wait to get started, but within the same hour, something in your head starts to talk you out of one of your biggest dreams and one of your most exciting goals? Has that ever happened to you? Well, we're going to talk about that today on Designing Your Life Today. This is goal achievement strategist and business coach Pat Counsell. Stay tuned for what's coming up, you guys. Calm that voice, quiet that voice, and make it happen so you can do life with power. Let's get started. At some point, you're either rebuilding, transitioning, or figuring out how to level up in life. No matter where you are in life, success begins in the present moment. It's all about developing you and designing your life today. The exciting news is you can start where you are and you can win bigger than ever by deciding to build your ultimate dream life and fund your dream life by building your dream business. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that brings you the truth about what it takes to achieve. We discuss both the science and art behind becoming successful at achieving your life and business goals. I'm your host, goal achievement strategist, author, and business coach, Pat Counsell. This is the podcast where you get strategies, you'll get some education, you'll get ideas, and most importantly, you'll get inspired to get results. It's time to open your mind and get ready to release the power of your magnificent mindset. This is how we do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is goal achievement strategist and business coach Pat Counsell. And today we're going to talk about the importance of taming your inner critic. So you're going to find out how the inner critic affects not only you, but everyone else around you, and how that can prevent you from rebuilding, how it can stop you from making a smooth transition, because you're going to transition into something, but how you transition, or if you transition into something that catapults you to more success, that's what you want to take a look at. And it also can definitely stop you from leveling up, from going to that next level. That inner critic is no joke, you guys. So we're going to talk about the importance of taming your inner critic. First of all, we were talking about, are you setting fear-based goals on yesterday? So if you missed that podcast, you want to go back and listen to it. All month long, we're going to touch on the various subjects that feed fear, stimulate fear, strengthen fear, so that you can be aware of those subjects. But we're also going to give you some strategies and ideas and solutions for conquering it or dealing with it so that you can move forward, get to where it is you really want to be. So with that being said, we're talking about the importance of taming your inner critic, because the inner critic is not to be played with. As a matter of fact, it's not to be allowed to run rampant. We'll say it like that. I want to let you guys know that no matter where you are in your life, and no matter what someone tells you, at the end of the day, you're ultimately here to do what brings you joy into your life, what excites you. And if you're ever struggling with, you know, what am I supposed to do? What am I? Why am I here? Okay, so I have to rebuild. And so which way do I go? I'm transitioning. And so, well, do I want to take a job? Do I want to start a business? Or what's next? Leveling up. You know what? I'm stagnant. I'm not excited about what I do anymore. And so just which way? All right. So here's the thing. Always remember to ask yourself, you know what? What do I love? What do I love doing? If I didn't have to think about money, if I didn't have to consider other people's opinions, if I didn't have to pay attention to all of these things that really are not that really don't matter. Okay, if I didn't have to pay attention to all of these things, you know, what would I be doing? You know, what is it I love? You know, what you love is a sign, well, from your higher self, if you will, of what you really want to do, the direction that you should be going in. Now, how that manifests itself is a whole nother ball game. And that's the beautiful part of today. This is Wonderful Wednesday. And on Wonderful Wednesday, we talk about your relationship with yourself, because it's very difficult for you to have a great relationship with anybody unless you really take a look at you and build you. And I think sometimes when we hear that we're supposed to take a look at ourselves, we think that that means we're supposed to look at ourselves with that critical eye. You know what? I think it's time to change that. I think you should look at yourself with a more loving eye and give yourself some credit. Because I can tell you, if you look at yourself with that critical eye, you're going to strengthen your inner critic. Now, the inner critic and fear, they often work together, because if something in your head tells you, what makes you think you can do that? You've never done it before. Why are you going in this direction? And in your heart of hearts, though, you feel like you can do this, that you can step out and you don't have all of the answers, but you know that you're going to love doing this. So you at least believe that you're going to love doing this. But the inner critic will convince you that, wait a minute, why are you stepping out? Why are you trying to be different from the crowd? Why can't you be like everyone else? The inner critic puts a set of rules on you that are so strict that causes you to inhibit your life. You can go on the internet and you will see so much criticism. If you go on social media, and I work to turn a blind eye to that. Sometimes, I'll be honest, I'll read it, but not so I can judge it, but because it kind of gives me some insight into, you know, what's going on in people's minds and where help is needed. And that's what Designing Your Life Today is all about. Because one thing that I'm sure of, if you are achieving your goals, if you are doing life with power, you're not a miserable person. You really don't have time to complain. You don't have time to whine. And so you're going to put your attention on getting the best for your life and bringing the best into the lives of others. So the thing is that you want to ask yourself, what is it I love? Because that's a sign from your higher self that that's the direction that you're supposed to go in. But you know what? If you listen to that inner critic, and you don't tame that inner critic, first of all, the inner critic will convince you that your best idea, your greatest idea, is that they're unrealistic, and the possibilities of you making it happen, that it's just not going to happen. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough of anything, okay, to get to where it is you want to be. Now, when it comes to taming the critic, let me throw a little tip at you. Sometimes it can be as simple as surrounding yourself with the right people, surrounding yourself with different people who will cheer you on. You know, putting up with negative people and negative thinking, sometimes you have to say, you know what, I don't want to deal with that. It's too much for me. And the people who constantly create it so that they can keep, and they want to keep you in the fold with them, that's going to only feed that inner critic. And of course, that feeds your fear, because you have to understand the negative people, their mindset, it's fear-based. So it's very, and when I say, or let me rephrase that, people who behave in a negative manner consistently or constantly, they say mean things, harsh things, negative things, rude things, and they don't have anything good to say about anybody. So you want to kind of keep your distance. Now, the thing is that you have to love people right where they are, because whatever energies you're putting out, that's the energy in you that's going to grow. But it doesn't mean that you have to stay in that person's space. So you want to forget the negative and you want to focus on the positive. And regardless of what someone tells you, if they're coming from this position of lack, there isn't enough, or you're going to be, you're never going to find the right person, or whatever it is, if it is convincing you that this is not possible for you, then you know what? You want to turn it off and tune it out, because that just feeds your inner critic. You know, when you don't tame your inner critic, it can truly inhibit the direction that your life is supposed to go in or go toward. So What is your highest vision for your life? Have you ever stopped to think about that? And if you've stopped to think about it, have you ever written it down and really given it the attention that it deserved? And have you ever looked at your life and said, you know what? This part of my life isn't working because I keep listening to the inner critic. I keep allowing this inner critic to hold me down and hold me back. And you want to give that some attention and start to take control over that. And like I said, one of the ways is, of course, you get around people that are more positive, people that are going to cheer you on, even to the point of them sounding like they are living in a fantasy land. Because guess what? Even if it's a fantasy land, at least they're sending you strong, powerful energy and that belief that is so, that may be so unrealistic to the point where in reality, it's like, okay, that couldn't possibly happen. But at the same time, they're willing to cheer you on regardless. And it's okay to have people like that around you. Now, of course, you want to have the other side, the people that keep you, you know, grounded in the sense that not grounded based on their reality, but grounded in the sense that they help you to focus on having a real strategy for the direction of your life so that you can achieve your goals. Okay, so your inner critic, if you want to tame that inner critic, you need to overload that inner critic with so much positivity. And when that inner critic starts talking, you need to show it some compassion. Okay. Not tell it to shut up, not be angry because all you're doing is fueling it. It loves that. But you want to show it some compassion and say, I realize that you're popping up because you really want to protect me, but I don't need you to protect me right now. And you need to remind yourself that, and be compassionate towards yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to go for this. And even if it doesn't work out, that's okay. I gave it my best. That's the importance of taming your inner critic, because then you're going to start to find out what you're capable of. Now, when you don't tame your inner critic, it affects everyone and everything around you. And your inner critic, if you have children, if you have a spouse, if you have just immediate family members that you are connected to, you can better believe that that inner critic is going to kind of spill over into their lives unless they, well, get away from you. And if they're children right now, they're relying on you. You know what? You can do them some justice by pumping something good into their minds, not criticizing them. I want to tell you guys a quick story. One day I was in the bookstore and there was a lady, I stopped by the cafe and there was this mom and, she and her daughter, she had bought her daughter some kind of, chocolate cupcake or something like that. And they were sitting there and I was browsing through a stack of books because I wanted to pick, a book, you know, see what the latest books are. And I usually pick a couple of them to purchase. So the mom is sitting there and I'm trying not to listen. I'm working on minding my own business, but hey, I have ears. So the mom kept correcting the daughter. And while the daughter was trying to eat her cupcake, the daughter was swinging her legs, humming, you know, having fun. And you could tell she was enjoying that food. But the mom kept correcting her, you know, stop swinging your legs. Be still. Eat your food. You're making a mess. You know, and stop humming while you eat. You know, all of these things, just constantly correcting her. And I thought, oh my goodness, she's a kid. Let her be a kid. Let her enjoy her food. What difference does it make? She is so happy in her own mind right now. And she is so enjoying that cupcake. And she might be making a little bit of a mess, but she's a kid. So just clean it up or show her, use it as a teachable moment and show her how to clean it up. So the thing is that the mom kept correcting the daughter while she was trying to eat. And so I think the little girl, and I thought, man, out of the mouth of babes, right? The little girl finally said, Mommy, I really like you. And that's all she said was, Mommy, I really like you. And she couldn't, have, this little girl could not have been any more than 6 years old. And she just, when she said, Mommy, I really like you, the mother finally got quiet. And she stopped criticizing. And so the point that I'm making here is that at least this little girl had some wisdom to say, hey, I like you. She wasn't afraid to show her love for her mother, show her mother some compassion instead of pouting and getting angry. The mom stopped criticizing. Of course, the little girl continued to make a mess. She went back to swinging her feet. Mother did not say a thing. But when we don't tame our inner critic, it spills over into the lives of others. We nitpick. We criticize everybody and everything. And the thing about when we do that, what happens is you're just really talking yourself out of your own best life. And you're saying and doing things that are causing you, that's contributing to your own unhappiness. And as a result, everything becomes restricted in your life. So you can't see your way clear to something more, to something stronger, something better, something more powerful. You can't see your way clear to any of these things. So when we don't tame our inner critic, you know, we come up with excuses that prevent us from setting the real goals, the powerful goals. So we set what I call safe goals. And the thing about it is, even if you achieve a safe goal, and a safe goal is where you know you could do better, you know you want something more, you know you need to stretch a little bit to get that something more that would really excite you, that would really make you happy, you know that you want to make this happen, but you allow those safe goals to cause you to play small because your inner critic said, we don't want to step out too far. We don't want to take too many chances because you know the last time you took a chance, you know what happened. You're not good at that. So you really want to pay attention to what's going on in your mind and what that inner critic is saying. Think about it. How many times have you said, you know what, I want to do something, and you wanted to start a new project or you wanted to try something new, to include even getting into a new relationship. But because you had a failed relationship, you use the failed relationship as an excuse. Here's the thing. Life doesn't always introduce you to the people that will work for you, the people that are supposed to stay in your life. But you have to understand, if you're putting your inner critic out front, you're attracting people into your life that really aren't supposed to be there, people that aren't supposed to stay. You're attracting people into your life that you brought into your life based on fear, not based on love, because you use the inner critic. So you really want to take a listen to your inner critic. What is your inner critic stopping you from doing? Is it stopping you from pursuing the love that you want to bring into your life? Is it stopping you from building that business? If it's stopping you from leveling up because you're afraid that if you go above a certain level that you're going to fail, what is that inner critic doing to you? And as I said, you have to keep in mind that if you have children and others are that you influence in your life, you're having an effect on them too. One thing about us thriving is that our courage seems to spill over into the lives of others. So you really want to step out there and you want to just make your life happen. Okay, so pay attention to that inner critic. And yeah, we are going to, as we continue to talk about things that are connected to fear, things that strengthen and stimulate your fear so that you can pay attention to it and put it under control. As we continue to talk about that, we're going to provide more and more strategies and more ideas and even some solutions that you can use to help you get to where it is you want to be. You know, one last thing about this inner critic, it will cause you to change who you are so you can please someone else. So you will follow the opinion of a stranger rather than listen to your own opinion that in your heart of hearts, you know that this opinion is more valid. You know that opinion is correct. You'll let someone talk you out of your dream because that inner critic says you better listen to them because you don't know what you're doing. Once again, when you find yourself doing these things, speaking against your better self, your higher self, your most amazing self, your most magnificent self, your most wonderful self, when you find yourself doing these things, lighten up on yourself. Show yourself some compassion. Embrace the magnificence that's you and make that shift so that you can bring into your life what you want to bring into your life. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today.
on this wonderful Wednesday and on Designing Your Life Today, The Importance of Taming Your Inner Critic. I just want to remind you guys before I say goodbye, is to check out, if you're in the Jacksonville area or you're near Jacksonville, Florida, I'm doing a free workshop. It's Business Trends and Techniques for Success in 2020. And I have one on October 16th and one on October 24th. Both of those are free because many of my workshops, they do cost. And so those two are free. And so you can feel free to register. You have to register because we have limited seating. And so you can feel free to register to attend the workshop. You want to be prepared for 2020. This is your time, and your time is not next year. Your time starts right now, because whatever you plan for today, the seeds you plant today, that's going to bring you your most amazing life tomorrow. And you guys have what it takes, right? You just have to learn how to unleash it, how to release it. And most importantly, you have to be committed to doing life with power. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday, you guys.